I'm here with the legendary Father Meyer in his rectory, about to do a reboot at his parish in Indiana. And okay, I want to think about the feast of the dedication of John Latter and Basilica. We actually have a feast day that commemorates the founding of a church in Rome. A lot of historical significance to that, but let me cut to this. The first reading talks about the water flowing from the temple. It's an image of a living temple. And in the gospel, Jesus says, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. And he was talking about the temple of his body. What a cool thing that Jesus' body is a living temple. But this points to a bigger reality, not that anything's bigger than God. I slip in every once in a while. But the reality that as part of him, as being joined to him, we're part of the living body of Christ. The church is the living temple, the body of Christ on earth today. And it has three parts. Okay. The church triumphant. Go. What is it?
The church triumphant are the saints in heaven, like all the saints you think of, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, St. Anthony, St. Francis of Assisi, St. John Vianney.
That was quick. The church suffering. Go.
Church suffering are the souls that have been judged worthy to go to heaven, but they need to be purified. So this is normally what we say, the poor souls in purgatory, but they're going to heaven, so they're not real poor because they're going to get their eternal reward. So the church suffering, people in purgatory.
Militant. Church militant.
That's us. We're fighting. We're fighting for our lives, fighting for our souls, fighting for salvation. That's us. You and us, through faith and works, making our ways to Jesus.
Okay, and here's one of the cool things about being a Catholic that I will never apologize for. That we have visible reminders of these things that we dress ourselves in, that we surround ourselves with, okay? To be vaguely spiritual but not religious, meaning to be spiritual but not to express that in overt, tangible ways. People say I'm spiritual but not religious. The devil is spiritual but not religious, all right? We have to actually give tangible expressions to these things. So while we believe in this mystical body of Christ and the church triumphant and suffering and militant, we also want to remind ourselves that we're part of this so we could do what Paul said we should do from prison. Set your mind on things above, not on things of earth. In tangible ways, with fleshy things, with earthly things that we could touch, it draws our minds to these realities that we're living in right now. And Father's done that really beautifully, which is why I'm doing this little reflection with Father here. Okay, this is next level. And priests have a way of being next level. You know, they're not the average guys. Now, I encourage you to remind yourself of the church triumphant just by putting icons and pictures of saints around your house. But here's the next level in this, guys. Relics. This guy collects serious amounts of relics, and I'm spoiled to be staying here. Look at this, man. This is awesome. Who's your favorite one that you're most
proud of? Okay, so this is pretty awesome. This is a first-class relic of St. Francis of Assisi. So we just celebrated his feast day. Just a few days ago. So that's like a really big deal. We got St. Francis of Assisi we got here. This is a lining from the chasuble of St. John Paul II.
Oh my God.
So I'm a big fan. He was the Pope when I was studying over in Rome, changed my life through the theology of the body and so many different things.
Praise God.
Pius X right here, his love of the Eucharist. St. Clare of Assisi, the great friend of St. Francis of Assisi, had a huge devotion to the Eucharist. This is three pieces of hair of St. Mother Teresa. So we got that going on there.
Dude.
We got Padre Pio.
Is it okay if one or two of these goes missing tonight?
No, none of them can be missing. St. Rigoletto.
I won't
changed
steal.
My life. Like her love of chastity and purity and just a young girl who said, like, I love Jesus more than sin. And I refuse
Praise God.
To allow sin. St. Thomas Aquinas was a big saint in my life. Helped me through seminary.
So from the early days of the church, this is not something the church invented in the Middle Ages. Relics are a tradition. If you go to the catacombs, you saw that they went near the bones of loved ones to worship. There's altars near their bones.
Yeah, and this is probably the most unique. This has a bone fragment of all 12 of the apostles and two splinters of the real cross.
Oh my gosh.
So this actually like why go to Rome? You don't need to go to Rome.
Praise you, Lord.
Yeah. So this is the 12 apostles, the church founded upon our apostolic faith and the true cross all in one.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to pray with this for a while tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do it.
But the church, you know, so we had this tradition of going to the tombs of our loved ones and the saints who went before us to remind us that they're not dead. I mean, Jesus said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Moses. He's the God of the living, not of the dead. If someone's alive in Christ, dies alive in Christ, they're still alive in Christ, which means that they're praying for us on the other side. To surround ourselves with reminders of this is to take advantage of that whole army that we're part of, that living body of Christ, that church that we're part of, that living church, right here and now. But instead of having to go to their tombs, this is something that developed in the very early church. they'd take pieces, fragments of bones and ship them around. So a priest frequently has some of these bones in the altar. So it's just like the early Christians going to the catacombs, only that's spread throughout the world, that we're offering Jesus on the altar, but with the communion of saints. We're all together in this.
And there's something powerful about it as well. I think just to remember, so visiting my mom's grave, that's powerful. Visiting my dad's grave, that's powerful. Visiting my grandparents' grave, that's powerful, right? This is me coming here is visiting, not the grave, but visiting the body, the bodily remains of those who we know with certitude, that the church has said, hey, we know with certitude, these people are in heaven. So ask them to intercede for you. But also, what do we believe? We believe in the resurrection of the body. Why is going to your mom's grave or your dad's grave or your grandpa's grave powerful? Because although they're no longer there, their soul is in heaven, there is something of them there. And we believe in the resurrection of the dead. That's what we profess, the resurrection of the dead. So that means that those bodies are going to come to heaven one day. One day, all of these bone fragments will be in the glory of heaven. They will be united with God.
So epic.
It's powerful.
Praise God. Okay, now, this is another next level thing the Father did. Father next level. Sorry, I'm going to switch the camera around to show this. Okay, you're a big fan of the Cure of Ars.
The St. John Vianney is my favorite saint. I love St. John Vianney. I named a coffee shop after him. I love St.
We're going to visit the coffee shop in a minute.
We're going to visit the coffee shop in a minute. But I love St. John Vianney. He just taught me how to be a priest. And like in a time and an era where I didn't find a lot of priest heroes, I just said, well, St. John Vianney, you'll be my priest hero. And so I was just like, hey, I want to be like him. And then I was thinking about, you know, like when I was a kid, I wanted to be like Mike. I wanted to be Michael Jordan. I had jerseys and hats and I had posters in my bedroom. And like when I was a little kid, my mom like decorated my bedroom with Star Wars stuff or whatever else. You know what I mean? That's what you do with a parent, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I'm a parent. I'm a father. So I was like, I should probably decorate my bedroom.
Okay, so here's John Vianney's original bedroom.
If you go to Ars, France, his bedroom is still there. Like the bedroom is still there. Okay. It's a glass over there.
But why go to Ars when you can go to Bright, Indiana? This was just too cool not to share. Okay, I want to hold the picture. I want to hold here. Give me that image right here as I walk into the room. Okay, here. So here's John Vianney's room, and a reminder that we're called to be the saints. And here's Father's room. Yeah! That is beyond epic.
It is really neat. Yeah. Every day, when I wake up, I know who I'm supposed to be. Mm. Every night, when I go to bed, I know who I'm supposed to be. So like my identity is the fact that like, I am a priest of Jesus Christ, and I want to not just be a priest of Jesus Christ, I want to be a saint.
Yes.
And I want to be a hero. And I don't want to just be mediocre. I don't just want it to be average. I want to do whatever God is calling me to do. So like, God, here I am. And like your environment changes you.
Praise
your
God.
Friends change you. Like what you hang around with and in, it changes you. And so I came up with this idea and it's been awesome.
Yes. So remember that, friends, you're sacred, you're holy. The only reason that God has consecrated anything on this planet is so he can consecrate you and make you holy. We have holy churches, holy water. All this stuff is to bless and anoint you and make you holy. And when we look up to these saints that we surround ourselves with, because you are called to become saint, insert your name here. So St. John Vianney and all you great saints,
pray for us.
Let's see that coffee shop.
Thanks, amen. Father.
Okay, getting into Father's car and...
Did you see the license plate?
Oh, why am I not surprised by that? What do we got? Go to Mass. Oh, yeah. Listen to the man. So to be a church triumphant can be as simple as any mission that God puts in front of you. You don't necessarily have to be a priest, though if God calls you to that, please become one. But how is God calling you to bring the kingdom, to build the church in the world? And as a layman, especially, that takes the form of something like doing business in a holy way. So an outreach they started, this coffee shop, Ars, named after the Cure of Ars, St. John Vianney, this guy's hero. And a huge part of how this becomes ministerial or an on-ramp into life in the church is?
Well, St. John Vianney is known for spending 14 to 18 hours a day in the confessional. And so you look at that and you're like, wow, that was awesome. Here are confessions. That's great. But he also had the physical ability and had the desire to listen to people for 14 to 18 hours a day. And so we opened this coffee shop with the intent of trying to help people to actually just listen to each other. And one of the great ways that we actually do that is when we sit down and we don't have technology and we just listen to the person across the table from us. So at Ars Cafe, there's no screen. So you think about so many restaurants now, like everybody's just looking at their phones or they're watching the sports or the news. And so how do you create a place that exists solely for the fact that we want you to listen to the person across from you. And through that, you build relationships. And through relationship, you have discipleship. And through discipleship, you have evangelization. And so the whole point of this is to get people to slow down, listen to each other, treat each other like human beings, and to evangelize.
Is it like a no phone allowed policy?
Phones are allowed,
but not encouraged.
Not encouraged. Yeah. And the majority of the time, the people that come here, that's what they're doing. It's been awesome. There are Bible studies here. Protestant pastors come here. Like, I have the ability to like talk to local Protestant pastors, moms groups, teenagers, of course. And every now and then they're working.
This is, I gotta say this too, like, Indiana is really kind of pretty this time of year.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
I don't usually think Indiana beautiful, but I'm sorry, no offense, it's just not the thing. The two words on, I think Hawaii beautiful, but this is beautiful. All right, we're coming up in the coffee shop, but I'm just gonna, I won't have my phone on for long in there. I'll wrap this video that I didn't plan on taking today. Thanks for letting me put a phone in your face with like a second in the coffee shop just to show it off, because it's so cool. And there's so many ways to spread the kingdom, to build the church, to bring the church triumphant down into your home, to build the church militant up, even with like a coffee shop, whatever it is. God bless you. Ours Coffee Shop.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
I'm filming the Ours Coffee Shop because it's super cool. How's it going?
Great.
You going to reboot tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. You going to reboot? Good. Awesome. Going to reboot? Yeah. Yes. You going to reboot? Invite him. How's it going?